For the past 10 years, the Finnegan's Wake Reading Group has met in bars around the Boston area once a week to share a few beers and a few pages of James Joyce's brilliant, involved, and often confounding novel. They're halfway through. They expect to finish in 2021. Founder of that reading group is Eric Jesperson, who joins us from his home in Somerville, Massachusetts. Mr. Jesperson, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
How much do you read at each meeting?
We try to get a page done a day.
Well, how much beer drinking do you do as opposed to how much page reading?
Well, we usually read for an hour to an hour and a half, but we do try to harbor a pint of Guinness during the event, at least one.
Let me put you on the spot, though.
Sure.
What the hell is this book about?
Oh, well, almost every individual fits into, you know, one of five archetypes. And it's a father, the wife, the two boys who are twins, and then there is the daughter.
And is there, in fact, a wake?
Yeah, that's part of what it becomes, because the father is wondering, you know, how he is to regain his vitality. And what inevitably happens is that he regains his vitality through what he has passed on to his children as they supersede him. And so that is, in a sense, the human wake when the next generation takes over and gives honor to the generation preceding. And the reading itself, because there are so many puns that take place and fractured verbal implications, that a lot of times doing it by yourself, you'd miss so much.
What night of the week do you meet?
We usually meet Tuesday nights.
And how many people in the group?
Well, there's four core members right now, and we have two satellite members that sort of, you know, come in now and again.
Well, let me put it this way. Has anyone been able to resist calling this Tuesdays with Finnegan? Or Tuesdays with Joyce, at any rate?
There you go. I like Finnegan better.
We want to get you to read something finally,
Oh, sure.
Mr. Jesperson.
All right. For the producer, Mr. John Baptista Vicar, caused a deep ebulliousness to descend upon the father of truants, and at a side issue, Twitter promptly brought on the scene the cutlet-sized consort, foundling filly of 40-shilling Foster Taylor and Shipman's Schopenhauer, weighing 10 pebble 10, scaling 5 footsie 5 and spanning 37 inchettes round the good companions, 29 ditties round the wishful waitress, 37 alsos round the answer to everything, 23 of the same round each of the quis separalots, 14 round the beginning of happiness, and nicely 9 round her shoes for slender. And it was kind of
I can see where you'd talk about that all night. Yeah. Mr. Jesperson,
mm-hmm.
Good luck to you, sir.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You'll be done in 20...
Estimation is 2021, and I guarantee you, I stand here right now and I say we will most certainly be done by then in honor of Joyce. And then we'll start again.
Eric Jesperson speaking with us from Somerville, Massachusetts.